Mini-episode 990 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at Sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 990. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Billions episode 3.10. Here's our top five developments coming out of episode 3.9. Number five, how quickly things change from Kate's perspective. One week, she's Chuck's most trusted assistant with little sympathy for how his last most trusted assistant, Brian, was treated on his way out the door. This past week, she learned what it was like to feel contempt for those up the ladder, even if her ire is reserved right now for the Attorney General rather than Chuck. The implosion of the Lugo case has left her embittered. Just as she's seeing how Connerty is able to make a new home for himself on the outside, as Lonnie did before. Given that Chuck is not going to clue her in on his plot to take out Jock Jeffcoat, she's probably not going to believe in her boss's capacity to make things better anytime soon. Number 4. Wags reveals a key layer about how he believes in Axe. We're used to seeing what appears to be blind hero worship from Wags most of the time, although previously this season he revealed that, early in their friendship, Bobby saved him from getting clobbered during the financial meltdown of 2008. Here we pick up an even more revealing glimpse of the dynamic between the two men because it is so intensely personal. Axe had the balls to advise Wags not to marry a woman that he was crazy about because the perceptive billionaire could see that she was bad news. Many of us have been in similar situations and opted to keep our mouths shut so as not to ruin a friendship, but Axe risked his relationship with his extremely valuable consigliere to try, in vain, to save him from a huge mistake. Now we know even more about why Mike Wagner is so wise whenever he counsels those around him to believe in Bobby. Number 3. Wendy's still sorting out her post-freedom approach to life. She gave up the sweet car and donated the proceeds to charity, a clear attempt to wipe her conscience about what she did to beat the rap. But then, after Axe urged her to simply live without guilt, she went Lady Macbeth with Chuck, urging him to get rid of his boss. Granted, it's for the greater good, with Jeffcoat essentially serving as a cartoon villain at this point, but we've seen enough of ruthless Wendy this season to think that she's perhaps taking a turn to that side herself. Number 2. Taylor's up-and-down relationship with Bobby takes more turns. After sabotaging the meeting with Andeloff's assistant, Bobby initially is impatient but warms a bit later. Taylor doubts Bobby's course until Wags steps in, but then the Quant team is secretly reassembled off-site. Given the hints dropped that Taylor is a better evolved, next-generation version of Axe, don't be surprised if these Quants end up saving the company from Bobby's testosterone-fueled crusade. Number 1. The parallel post-freedom arcs of Chuck and Bobby lead them to embrace incredible risks. In order for Chuck to pursue justice at Southern and, more importantly, in his own mind, be the boss of his own domain, he has to find a way to take down the Attorney General of these United States of America. And yet his path somehow seems more plausible, especially given his abilities as a lethal political maneuverer. Axe has now gotten in bed with a ruthless Russian billionaire who has strongly implied that neither Bobby nor his family will be beyond his murderous reach if he loses a single ruble in the transaction. One of the great qualities of Billions is its ability to convey the sick compulsions of the rich and powerful in their quest for newer and greater triumphs. Rather than stopping to smell the roses and savor the second chance at life that they received by beating the rap, not least of which the chance to savor the kids that were almost taken away from them, each man is barreling ahead on an uphill crusade because they can't quit the adrenaline rush of living on the edge. With only 3 episodes remaining in this season, we'll see what kind of shape Chuck and Bobby are going to be in when our long and dreaded hiatus begins. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.